So the question was asked, where do we find adoption in the Torah? Adoption does show up in the Torah. We have adoption in many instances. For example, Avram took as his adoptive son Lot, his nephew. We find also that Serach Bas Asher, Asher's daughter Serach, right? She was his adoptive daughter. She wasn't his biological daughter. The Torah teaches us that a person who adopts a child is considered as though he bore him. He and she bore him, and they are treated like parents with regard that one owes them kibra v'aim, one has to respect them, shokar satov to them, show his appreciation, and one even calls them Abba Ima. We find that. You see, Sarach Bas Asher, Sarach is called the daughter of Asher. Chazal say that the commandment for procreation is a commandment that has two steps. One is bringing the child to the world, and two is educating the child. A person who brings a child to the world, and then that child doesn't keep mitzvot, he grows up to be a bandit, and he is a bum, and he's harming all society, he has not fulfilled, pru or vu, he has not fulfilled the commandment to procreate. The commandment to procreate is two-stage commandment, to bring the child to the world and to educate him. And that's why our sages say that whoever raises his friend's child, if you raise a child, it's as though you bore him. You fulfilled that part of pru or vu. And that's why Chazal say that a person's rebbe, a person's teacher, is also considered like a parent in that regard, because also he's educating, he's bringing the person to a level of being a proper human being. There are two stages. So firstly, with regard to adoption, a parent who adopts is doing a very great act of kindness, because they're helping this child grow to be a fine adult. So that's the first point as far as adoption in the Torah. Adoption, we do find the concept. For example, in the Gemara, one of the Amoraim we encounter most frequently is Abaye. Abaye lost his father when he was in utero, when he was in his mother's womb, and his mother died at childbirth. He was born a complete orphan. And nonetheless, throughout the Shas, he quotes his adoptive mother. He says, Amra li ein, my mother taught me. It's not really his mother, it's his adoptive mother. And throughout the Shas, he quotes her. Another classical case of adoption, which we find in the Tanakh, is Mordechai and Esther. Esther, just like Abaye, right? Only a thousand years earlier. Esther, when her mother became pregnant, her father died. And her mother died at childbirth. Esther was born a complete orphan, and her uncle Mordechai adopted her. Vatihi lo levas. It says, Vayhi omenes hadasa. He adopted. He brought up Hadasa. He Esther bat todo. Right? Ki ein lo avayim. That's Esther's cousin, because she had no father and mother. And when her father and mother passed away, lekacha Mordechai lo levas. Mordechai adopted her as his own daughter. So Mordechai adopted Esther. That's a case that says clearly in Tanakh you have a case of adoption. So the concept of adoption exists. The Talmud even tells us that there's responsibility that a person has to his nieces. One is not allowed to marry one's aunt, but one is allowed to marry one's niece. And that was considered an act of kindness. If one's brother was hard on the times, and who knows what would happen with the girl if there's no one there to take care of her, so there was prostitution going on everywhere. So in order to ensure that this girl grew up to be a healthy adult, Chazal said there's a special mitzvah, her uncle should marry her. There's a special mitzvah, he should take her in. So that's, we find that people have a special obligation to family members. One of the things we learn almost every night when we start our learning is Avat Chesed. That's the Chafetz Chaim's work on different laws of acts of kindness. And one of the things we learned here in the Avat Chesed is that the order of giving kindness, family members come first. Family members have precedence, and the greatest kindness is when you adopt a child. So that does exist in the Tanakh and also in Halacha. Now, with regard to the question of Yichud and Negiya, so each person will have to consult with his local Orthodox rabbi. There are areas where there are times when we could be more lenient because she's an adoptive daughter and the father, he feels no attraction to this girl. But that's something that's difficult to give a broad answer to because you understand that you never know who your listeners are, etc.
Now, would adoption ever possibly use for tribal status?
No. Not confer tribal status, still not the parent.